82. London Eye. Thumbing the wings to rotate, slowly, just briefly enough, in opposite directions, had brought the penguin around, but had presented Milgram with the iconic silhouette of a Ruchnoi Pulemyot Kalashnikova, for which he'd instantly lost all English. It lay across Gracie's legs, metal shoulder stock unfolded, as Gracie attached the curved magazine, a humble unit about which Milgram, in his period of government employment, had known an absurd amount. The Russian for terminologies for every piece of machinery used to produce them, stampers and spot welders and so many more. He'd noticed them ever since, on television screens, those magazines. Ubiquitous objects in the world's harsher places, never auguring good. Fuck! From Fiona, beside him. Just the least little plosive. Then, on it! Gracie pulled something back, on the side of the rifle, released it, sat up and forward, bringing his knees up, settling the orthopedic-looking stock against his shoulder. The penguin paddling down, it seemed, of its own accord, as Gracie leaned his cheek in, barrel moving, slightly, jerking, as something dark and rectangular shot beneath it. Fiona's drone. Gracie looked up, through the penguin, directly at Milgram, who must have done that awkward thing, though he could never remember it, the configuration she'd shown him in the cube. Something smashed Gracie down, and sideways, out of his sniper's posture, an idiot giant's invisible hand, the penguin jerking simultaneously, image blurring. Milgram never saw the wires at all, those 15 feet of them, but he supposed they were very thin. Gracie rolled on his back, convulsed, as Milgram fired the taser again. Galvanism, the word recalled from high school biology. Gracie grabbed invisible strings. Milgram tapped the screen again. Gracie jerked again, held on. Stop, Fiona said. Gareth says. Why? Stop. Milgram raised both thumbs, obedient now, terrified that he'd done something irrevocable. Gracie sat up, clawing at his neck, then gave the invisible string a vicious yank, blurring the image again. And then the penguin was rising, slowly, away from him. Milgram's thumbs went to the wings. Nothing happened. He tried the tail, tried auto-swim. Nothing. Still rising. He saw Gracie stagger to his feet, sway, then run, out of frame, as the penguin, freed of its unaccustomed ballast of taser, ascended of its own accord into the calm pre-dawn air of the Thames Valley. He thought he glimpsed the wheel of the London Eye, just as Fiona thrust her own iPhone in front of his.